My Philosophy of Life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. My Philosophy of Life. All of us have an attitude toward life. All of us have a philosophy of life. All of us have, well, that's the way my way of thinking about it. We say, that's the way I think about these things. We say, well, that's my opinion. I have thought about it quite often, and that's what I have come up with. And people say, well, how come you are such a redneck person? And you say, well, why do you say I'm a redneck person? Well, you have your opinions, and you have them so definite and so contrary to what a lot of other people think that that's called a redneck, you know. Well, I'm just me. And if being a redneck is being me, then I guess I'm a redneck. But I'd rather call myself my philosophy of life. My philosophy of life is to look at everything and see it beautiful. My philosophy of life is to act in such a way that I am a representative of who I am and my philosophy of life, what I believe at all times. And so when people say to me that there's problems, I say, hey, name it, claim it. I work with solutions. So what's the solution for this thing? Well, the solution for everyone is a little different, and the philosophy of life of everyone is a little different. Our philosophy of life is based oftentimes on what we have learned as we've grown up. Our philosophy of life is based upon the attitudes of mind that we have taken on as we've come along in our life experience. And as we've come along in our life experience with these various philosophies and the various philosophical concepts, we have created for ourselves a great and beautiful world, a wonderful world. It's fantastic. Now, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about expressing my philosophy of life? What are we going to do about expressing, what am I going to do about expressing my philosophy of life? Well, I just live it. And I like to include in my philosophy of life unconditional love. And when I include unconditional love in my philosophy of life, I hold back any judgment that I might have of anybody, especially myself. I don't even judge myself. I just look at myself and I say everything I do is good and beautiful. But what about if you did some things that weren't beautiful and good and beautiful? Well, if I thought they were, then they were. But if they weren't? But if I thought they were, then they were. But you've got to realize you can't go around with that Pollyanna type of thing and saying, I'm beautiful and good and everything I do is beautiful and good. Well, I assure you, I assure me, if I do not have that attitude of mind, then I'm nothing. If I don't absolutely believe that everything I do and say is wonderful and good, then I've got a problem. I say everything is beautiful and good and pure and wonderful and fantastic because that's the only way I want everything to be. Beautiful, good, pure, fantastic, and wonderful. And as I live in this attitude of things being beautiful, pure, good, wonderful, then so they are. And so it's up to me and my philosophy of life to live my philosophy of life as an intrepid traveler, wonderful, fantastic, joyous, doing all those things that make me so happy, so fulfilled, and so rewarded because it's who I am. It's my philosophy of life. Now, what's your philosophy of life about smoking, drinking, swearing, violating the law, taking advantage of other people, stealing, you know, all of these things? My goodness, you say, well, what's my attitude about life? What's my philosophy of life about those things? Of course, it's contrary. That's not good. That's not good. We cannot steal. We cannot do those things. Well, what if your attitude of life said to you, well, let's just change the point of view around a little bit. Instead of saying that I'm stealing something, say I'm borrowing it. Well, And what if I change the attitude around and say that I'm going to lie, and I'm going to say they gave it to me? But you see, we have all of these little subtleties that we put into our world to get around with our attitude of life and our philosophy of life. And our philosophy of life, when it is based 100% on principle, then we are living in our divinity, in our bliss. And when it is a little bit of principle and a little bit of contrariness, then we are in a problem. We're in a problem where we are not pure, where we're not beautiful, where we're not wonderful, where our philosophy of life sort of gives us the excuse or gives us the outlook of making mistakes, of doing things that are halfway. And there is no halfway. There's either you do it or you don't. There either you believe in it or you don't believe in it. And well, what about if I don't believe in it and you talk to me and you tell me how wonderful it is and how it can be and then I believe it? Well, that's not the point. The point is, a philosopher either believes it or he doesn't. He has no developmental time. There's no time between believing it and not believing it, or not believing it and believing it. There either is believing or not believing. The action that happens in between, in which you gain a new perspective and you gain new understanding, you gain new understanding of these principles, has nothing to do with it. It's only you do it or you don't. So you see, we've given ourselves excuses all of our life. I've given myself excuses all my life for not doing things. And I say, well, I haven't learned about it yet. And when I learn 2 times 2 is 4, then 2 times 2 will be 4. And I say to you, my friend, 2 times 2 is always 4, whether you learned it or not, whether you have accepted that as a fact or not, whether you want to believe it or not. And that's just principle. It's not Herb Barley speaking, that's principle. 2 times 2 is 4. And so, if I am going to become aware of 2 times 2 is 4, that's lovely, but it doesn't make the principle any more the principle, or any less the principle. You see, that's my philosophy of life. And my philosophy of life is a pretty tough philosophy of life. It's a pretty tough philosophy of awareness, because in that philosophy of life, what am I doing? In that philosophy of life, I am doing things that are setting me for principle 100%. Setting me for bliss 100%, setting me for harmony 100%, setting me for living up to and following through with all of the things that I have learned, all the principles I learned, you see, there it is, all of the principles that I'm aware of. And of course, that's a better way of saying it, because we don't learn something, we become aware of it. And as we become aware of it, then what was always, we are now applying. If we're not aware of it, sometimes we don't apply it. Sometimes we apply it unconsciously. Sometimes we apply it really not knowing why we're applying it. It just is the right thing to do. And our heart knows the right thing to do. And our being knows the right thing to do. And our nature knows the right thing to do. But sometimes we go the other direction because we feel that this is looks like a fun thing to do. It looks like it's what we want to do. And we want to pay the consequences because we know that it is not the acceptable thing. It is not proper and true. So a philosophy of life is a very noble and wonderful thing, regardless of whether I agree with it or not. But my philosophy of life is that which I agree with 100%. That which I know and live and am, and that which is important to me. My philosophy of life is who I am and what I am. And why I am, and where I am. It's wonderful. Your philosophy is the same way. Everyone's philosophy is. We could each write a book on our philosophy, and the book would have different words, but if we all had the same philosophy of truth and principle, our book would come forth with the same consequence, because there's only one truth, there's only one principle, and there's only one you and me, because there's only one divine. and that divine is in all, as all, through all. And that, my dear friends, is my philosophy of life. Partly. I love you. I love you. I love you.